Thank you. size hand for Kirk Johnstone and Alex McGulkin. Also, another round of applause for Dr. Brian Sand and his fantastic attendant, James Mason, since the beginning. My name is David Harp. I'm at the University of Marshall, and I get to take off my hat before you do, and you will be informed as to all of that protocol. Once again, I think you've already heard it. I have one announcement, which is to thank the class of 2012 to leave a legacy at McGill through Class Action 2012 OMG, which is our McGill greenhouse. You've raised $16,000 for this greenhouse that will give students healthier food options, and the Alumni Association is giving one lucky graduate a $1,500 travel voucher, so to stop by the table at the alumni reception to enter the draw. So far, there have been over 2,000 people who have entered. It's starting to sound like 747, which you might, 749, you might try to enter it, because $1,500 if you live in the West Island is an awful lot of trips back and forth. So, as managers, or the future managers of not only North America, but the rest of the world, I have to point out one particular feature of where you are right at the moment, and that is this is the closest any of us is ever going to be given a chance to be at center ice. And had the Habs done a little better this year, we wouldn't even be here. They'd be playing tonight, I think. I'd like you to inhibit your cell phones. I'm sure you're all getting job offers as we speak, but I hope you are. Please inhibit your cell phones. That'll be a kind of an irritant and thanking. The program today will be a little bit long because we have almost 500 to walk the stage. Everyone's name will be given out. And this is being broadcast around the world in the same format that you see up on the screens here. The ceremony will begin with the singing of the alma mater. If you don't know it, you can review it in your program, and it will terminate with, of course, the singing of the national anthem. There will be an honorary doctorate given out. There will be a number of one teaching award, possibly two, and then there will be a few speeches, and then it will be your turn to go across the stage. What I would like you to do right now, and I know you've been told this a couple of times, is rip your cards in half, all of you, make sure you've got them with you. There's still time to take care of this if you don't. Rip them in half and hold them between your fingers from now to when you go across the stage. Because for the men, it's 4 or 5 pockets. They sometimes, one goes in one goes in another, and it's very difficult to walk backwards through the crowd to get at your cards. But I think everything should be in order, and the ceremony will begin with the platform party coming in. That should be in the next minute or two. The last people in the platform party will be the chair of the board, the chancellor, and, of course, Principal Heather Monroe Bloom. They will take their place on the stage, and then the chancellor will ask you to sit back down after I've asked you to stand up. I'm looking for the piper. We have another piper. This was a lot of wind going around this morning with these two gentlemen who posed that piping when you all came in. So we're going to be looking forward to a nice ceremony today. And there he is. So pipe it in, and I would ask all of you to stand up, please. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, your families and friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the 2012 convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Des Hôtels Faculty of Management. Now, as the 18th chancellor in the 190-year history of McGill, I have no intention of breaking with the tradition of opening these proceedings with a very brief address. Some of my predecessors have referred to this introduction as a word of advice. I prefer a less lofty description and refer to this as simply something to think about. Before arriving at today's convocation, all of you have given considerable thought as to your future vocation. Some among you have yet to firm up your career aspirations and may be planning to continue studying, undertake volunteer community service, temporary work, or travel. Whatever it is you choose to do, there's an important parallel activity that you should at least consider. It is one that I believe could enhance your career, or for those of you who are still undecided about your future, help you make the right choices. I raise this idea with you based upon my own vocational trajectory. It has to do with seeking a mentor who could inspire and hopefully guide you. Note that when I use the term mentor, I do not mean internationally recognized figures such as Nobel Prize-winning scientists, world-class architects, great musicians, or inspirational political figures. Rather, I'm referring to those individuals whom we come across in our everyday lives and who have the capacity to help us see ourselves and our environment from a different perspective than our own habitual one. Sometimes we come across such individuals accidentally. Other times we choose to seek them out. Just by way of examples, this individual could be a former high school teacher, university professor, sports coach, a friend of the family, or a parent of a close friend. In my own case, having a mentor has had a major impact on my quality of life. Instinctively, you may believe that approaching someone to become your mentor might be considered as an assault on their privacy. My experience, and those of others who have been fortunate to have mentors, is just the opposite. The right people are flattered, even honored, to be asked. J'ai fait des études de commerce et j'ai obtenu mon baccalauréat en commerce à McGill, puis ma maîtrise en administration des affaires à Harvard. J'ai travaillé 35 ans pour une grande entreprise très diversifiée, comme mes intérêts portaient essentiellement sur le commerce de détail et l'immobilier, sans aucun rapport avec la médecine. Il va sans dire que les scientifiques médicales et recherches médicales m'étaient aussi étrangères que les astronautes et les voyages dans l'espace. Pourtant, très tôt dans ma carrière, alors que j'étais encore dans la trentaine, j'ai fait la connaissance de plusieurs chercheurs en médecine. L'une d'entre eux est ensuite devenue mon mentor. Cette collaboration et cette amitié m'ont amené à faire du bénévolat dans le domaine médical et en particulier à agir en faveur de la recherche médicale. My own business life came to an abrupt halt much sooner than I had either hoped for or anticipated. However, by then I had become so well acquainted and involved in health research, healthcare delivery, and health information technology, almost as a serious hobby, that I was able to move easily into what became and still is the most rewarding an interesting part of my life. As I suggested earlier, this is something to think about. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Madame principale.
Thank you, Chancellor. Chancellor, Vice Chair, Chancellors Emeriti, Governors, Senators, our most distinguished honorees, Mr. Aldo Bensadoun and Mr. Paul Demaray, Jr., and graduating class, you're in for a special treat. I think this is historic to be recognizing with honorary degrees two distinguished sons of your faculty at the same ceremony. Our special teaching award winners, Professor Peter Yunkin and Professor Sujata Madan, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and most of all, you graduating class of 2012, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you all here to this hall for our spring convocation ceremony. Graduating class, today is a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that we hope you will look back on and remember always. We know that as McGill students, you have worked very hard without question, but as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it can sometimes be even tougher to be the close family or friends of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your family and friends who helped you get here today. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifices you have made, it is natural to regard today as a time of conclusion, a moment for farewells, a day where your goals have been reached. But it also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. While here at McGill, you will have made lasting friendships, you will have sought knowledge and learned from the best and brightest students and professors, you will have experienced an environment where the exchange of ideas, and often most importantly, provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, and where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms, as we also welcome the responsibilities that accompany these great freedoms. The world, too, has changed since your first days here, from a global financial crisis and tsunamis to increased public activism worldwide, unprecedented acts of volunteerism and strong community engagement, heightened philanthropy, and extraordinary advances in technology and mobility. We live in a very global and complex world. Votre passage à l'Université McGill et à Montréal vous a ouvert aux deux communautés culturelles et linguistiques des peuples fondateurs du Canada. Il vous a aussi permis de toucher à la richesse et à la complexité des enjeux qui caractérisent le monde qui s'ouvre aujourd'hui devant vous. Many of you will be thinking today about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. You arrived here today as students of McGill, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater, the newest members of a McGill family of more than 220,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our chair, our vice chair, and in a few moments, our distinguished honorary degree recipients, Mr. Aldo Bensadoun and Mr. Paul Demaray, Jr., who will both be receiving their second McGill degrees shortly. Today, graduating students, you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. Indeed, this past year marks an important milestone in our McGill history as well, as our Chancellor said, as we celebrate the conclusion of the 190th anniversary of our founding and the roots of our founder, James McGill, our founding professors in medicine, and our own institution, which were all created in the values and the spirit of the Scottish Enlightenment. And so today, graduates, you are part of a very long tradition of McGill academic excellence and leadership expressed here at home in Quebec, across all of Canada, and in every country of the world. James McGill was living on the grounds of our beautiful downtown campus when in 1811, He made the bequest of his Burnside estate and 10,000 pounds, which was all of his estate in that day, to the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning. James McGill's gift was made when Montreal was but a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty at all that this land could ever be the site 200 years hence of a great city or a world-class university. But McGill did become a great university, and you, graduating class of 2012, are the direct beneficiaries of that pioneering leap of faith by our founder, who was a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke both English and French, and who believed above all else in the power of education to transform the world. But James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision and help create a better world. For nearly two centuries now, this university has made its impact felt in every single field of human endeavor, from management to music, law to engineering, in nutrition and in agriculture, in the physical and medical sciences, in the professions, the arts, and the social sciences. So as we celebrate you today, class of 2012, we also celebrate the Desautels Faculty of Management, which has a long history at McGill, from its inception in 1906 as a diploma course in commerce to the world-class faculty of today. And we are delighted to be joined today by our major benefactor, Dr. Marcel Desautels. As Dean Peter Todd advances through his second mandate, we celebrate the dedication, determined high standards, and strong ambition with which he leads the Desautels Faculty of Management, along with his superb team of faculty, staff, and students. Conceiving management more broadly than business, the faculty's curriculum reflects McGill's philosophy of preparing leaders who will influence the world in important ways. The Desautels faculty is leading in providing globally oriented, multidisciplinary, and integrated management programs. One fine example is the Hot Cities Tour that took place this past February, where Professor Cora Moore and a group of BCom and MBA students traveled to South Africa to visit local companies, speak with business leaders, and use social media to raise funds for educating children in the disadvantaged townships of Port Elizabeth. Our students' dedicated fundraising initiatives and passion for outreach are broad and exemplary. The research output of the faculty is tops in management as well, and each year the Desautels MBA continues to advance in both national and international standings. Today, as we reflect on McGill's past, we also commit ourselves to its future. As we aim in our search for both knowledge and practical solutions to the problems facing society, we are reminded that the purpose of education is, as American social writer Eric Hoffer wrote, to produce not learned, but learning people, for it is the learners who inherit the future. Graduates, as we join you today in celebrating you and your achievements, I also leave you with a challenge to take up the mantle of leadership, to act on what you believe in, show a commitment and a concern for others as well as for yourself, trust your intuition, and finally foster and value your integrity. Whatever else may fail you in life, whatever bad luck or disappointments may befall you, as they do each of us sometime, your personal integrity can never be taken from you. Graduating class, as you leave our convocation ceremony later today, know that as graduates and ambassadors of McGill, you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well, make us proud, and stay in touch. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. Above all else, may your education, your alma mater, and your relationships with each other continue to nourish you. And for now, today, savor every moment of this wonderful ceremony. This is your special day. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask Dean Peter Todd to introduce this year's two winners of the Desautels Faculty of Management Teaching Awards. Dean Todd.
Madam Vice Chancellor, It is with great pleasure that I present to you Professor Peter Juncken, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for undergraduate programs at the Desautels Faculty of Management. Professor Juncken joined Desautels just in 2010 with a PhD from the University of California at Berkeley. A sociologist by training, he's an assistant professor of strategy and organization whose research focuses on the role of technological, political, and social change in shaping the organization of modern industry. Professor Juncken teaches our undergraduate core course in the social context of business. Professor Juncken's enthusiasm for teaching is evident through his dedication to creating a stimulating and enriching lectures that constantly challenge students to think critically. He is particularly skillful at orchestrating somewhat heated discussions and passionate debate in the classroom. He's also committed to helping his students succeed, making time for them outside of class to listen, to offer feedback, and to offer guidance. For his contributions to teaching and his dedication to his students, he is most deserving of this honor. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Peter Juncken. Madam Vice Chancellor, someone who needs apparently no introduction to the graduating students of the Desautels Faculty of Management, Professor Sujata Madan, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for graduate programs in the Desautels Faculty. Professor Madan joined Desautels in 1994. She is a professor of practice teaching at both the undergraduate and graduate levels in the area of finance and also serves today as the academic director for our MBA program. Her students find her passionate about what she teaches and committed to their learning both inside and outside the classroom. Professor Madan is exceptional at tailoring her classes to suit the diverse needs of diverse groups of students and strives to engage her students by using creative and personalized approaches to teaching complex financial concepts. A two-time winner of our Distinguished Teaching Award, she places her students at the top of her priorities and takes a personal interest in their success. Her commitment to seeing students through is unending. Her contributions as a teacher and a mentor to our students are exemplary, and she is most deserving of this honor. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Sujata Madan.
I now ask the principal, Principal Monroe Bloom, to present Mr. Aldo Bensadoun, that he may have conferred upon him the highest honor that is within the power of this university to grant.
We are privileged today to honor here a special man, Mr. Albert Aldo Bensadoun. He's an unparalleled leader of retail business, an immigrant, a McGill alumnus whose outstanding public record as a community builder, whose compassionate philanthropy and whose extraordinary entrepreneurial career have made him an inspiration to all of us, younger and older, and whatever one's origins in life. Mr. Bensadoun is founder and executive chairman of Aldo Group, the phenomenal multinational retailer. Under his astute and determined leadership, the company that he started 40 years ago has placed Canada at the forefront of the design, manufacturing, and international distribution and marketing of the most stylish shoes seen anywhere in the world. Born in Morocco, the grandson of a cobbler from Algeria, the son of a shoe retailer in Morocco and France, Mr. Bensadoun moved with his family to the south of France at the age of five. As a young man, he began his university studies at Cornell, but fell in love with Montreal on a weekend visit and transferred to McGill, where he became captain of the fencing club and graduated in 1964 with a bachelor's degree in commerce. After working for other employers for 8 years, Mr. Bensadoun came to know that he could build a better company than the ones he saw around him. From the beginning, his vision was clear: combine quality, cutting-edge style, and affordable prices. That was the chemistry of the product. But underneath, there was also a chemistry of the person. And this chemistry combined a commitment by family tradition to a principled approach to business, a unique intuitive creativity, and a strong emphasis on talent development. He added to these ingredients an irrepressible and irresistible entrepreneurial spirit. His first outlets were shoe boutiques embedded in the stores of Montreal-based fashion retailer Le Chateau. He named these boutiques Aldo. In 1978, the first freestanding Aldo store was opened in downtown Montreal and then expanded across Canada in the 1980s. In 1993, the Aldo Group became one of the few Canadian retail companies to successfully break into the U.S. market, and within a mere decade, Aldo had expanded into Europe, the Middle East, South Africa, Asia, and Central America. Today, Aldo is one of the most successful global retailers in any field in the world, with more than 1,000 stores operating in over 65 countries. A pioneer at incorporating the idea of speed into the propagation of style, Mr. Bensadoun lives his belief that a good business must deliver a sense of well-being not only to its customers, but to its employees as well. And so Aldo is an industry leader for its professional development and employee recognition programs, engaging talented young people from every corner of the world here in Montreal and in its programs across the globe. In addition to being a global business icon, Mr. Bensadoun is a visionary activist and philanthropist. As early as 1985, when there was only fear, ignorance, and prejudice surrounding the then-new AIDS epidemic, Aldo initiated a provocative and highly visible program in his stores to raise both awareness and funds to fight the disease. By 2005, the bold anti-AIDS campaign in Aldo stores had gone global, featuring celebrities like Selma Hayek, Christina Aguilera, and Penelope Cruz, and raising millions of dollars in the battle against AIDS. With his wife Diane and his sons David and Douglas, all of whom are lead contributors in the family business, he has generously supported the Montreal Children's Hospital, the Jewish General Hospital, and many other causes in Montreal and elsewhere. In 2007, the Bensadouns founded the Diane and Aldo Bensadoun Family Entrance Bursary Fund at McGill, providing 10 major entrance bursaries each year for our undergraduate students. Mr. Bensadoun is a popular lecturer in our Desautels Faculty of Management and is an honorary member of the Desautels Advisory Board. His exceptional contributions have earned him numerous honors and awards: a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Retail Council of Canada, induction into the prestigious Canadian Business Hall of Fame, and into the Académie Les Grands Montréalais, Great Montrealers, and he was recently named an Officer of the Order of Canada. Aldo Bensadoun is, though, above all else, a man who adores his family and who is a wonderful friend. Today, here with his wife, Diane, his children, Daniela, Douglas, and David, his brother, Dr. Andre Bensadoun, who will hood him momentarily, and other proud family and friends, we of the McGill community celebrate this generous and visionary man and his lifetime of extraordinary achievement in social action and engagement and global business leadership. This modest son of McGill will now receive McGill's highest honor, and it is with immense pleasure that I call upon our Chancellor to confer upon Mr. Aldo Bensadoun the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
I now ask Principal Monroe Bloom to return to the podium and introduce Monsieur Paul Demeret, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Monsieur Paul Demeret, Jr., it is our great privilege now to honor distinguished McGill alumnus Paul Demeret, Jr., one of Canada's most accomplished business leaders and advisors, an individual respected in Canada and around the world for his exceptional business acumen and leadership, his social and philanthropic contributions, and his far-reaching vision and influence in global public policy and economic development. Né à Sudbury, Ontario, Paul Demeret fils a étudié au Collège Lakefield de cette province, puis à l'Université McGill où il a obtenu un baccalauréat en commerce en 1977. Depuis 1979, il est également titulaire d'un MBA de l'INSEAD en France. Following his studies, he began his career working with S.G. Warburg and Company in London, England, and with Standard Brands Incorporated in New York. In 1984, Monsieur Demeret was appointed Vice President of Power Financial Corporation, a diversified global management and holding company that he worked to build. Since 1996, he has served as the exemplary chair and as co-chief executive officer, along with his brother Andre, of Power Corporation of Canada and as co-chair of Power Financial. Paul and Andre assumed the management of Power Corporation from their father, Monsieur Paul Demeret Sr., who became leader of the former utility company in 1968. Under Paul Jr.'s leadership, Power Corporation is today a world-class international conglomerate, a management and holding company with broad interests in a number of industries across North America, Europe, and Asia, including media, pulp and paper, and financial services. Widely respected and sought after as a business and policy leader and incisive economic thinker, Monsieur Demeret is a director of numerous of the Power Group companies, including Power Financial, Great West Life Co., London Life, and Canada Life Financial. He is also the vice chair of the board and executive director of Pargesa, and a trustee and co-chair of the International Advisory Board of the Distinguished Brookings Institute think tank in Washington, D.C. Monsieur Demeret serves as chair of the board of the International Economic Forum of the Americas, which organizes the annual Conférence de Montréal, one of the world's most distinguished international gatherings of top policymakers, strategists, heads of state, and business leaders, whose aim is to foster discourse on international development and economic globalization and progressive public policy for a healthy civil society. Monsieur Demeret is also widely respected for his commitment to excellence and impact in education and research. He is a compelling spokesman for the value of a highly educated population as a sound underpinning to a healthy economy and society. At a summit on Quebec's economic future in January 2012, for example, he spoke most persuasively on the need to advance research, technology, and industry partnerships in order to ensure the success of jurisdictions. A proud McGill alumnus, Monsieur Demeret has been a valued volunteer advisor and generous supporter of the DESO Faculty of Management and McGill over many years. He has served as a member of McGill's Fund Council and as a member at large of the Board of Governors, among other roles. Ce grand Canadien jouit d'une réputation d'organisateur communautaire et de philanthrope dévoué et empathique. L'enseignement supérieur, la recherche sur le cancer et les droits internationaux de la personne sont des causes qui lui tiennent particulièrement à cœur. Paul Demeret fils participe activement aux campagnes de sensibilisation de Centraide, de l'organisme Le Faire Enfants et Familles et de la Fondation de l'Hôpital Saint-Justine. Enfin, M. Demeret et sa famille apportent également leur soutien à des universités, des musées et à de nombreux groupes communautaires. Paul Demeret Jr.'s generosity goes well beyond philanthropy. He's deeply personally involved in his causes, devoting his time and intelligence to the well-being of the organizations he assists, and to the health of his community and broader society. For his transformative contributions to communities here at home and worldwide, Mr. Demaree has been recognized with many honors. He was named an Officer of the Order of Canada in 2005, and in 2009, an Officier Lord National de Quebec and a member of l'Académie des Grands Montréalais. He was awarded the Queen's Jubilee Medal in 2002, an honorary doctorate from Laval, and was named Executive of the Year in 2005 by the Academy of International Business, among numerous other honors. Paul is also an avid skier, golfer, fly fisher, tennis, and hockey player, who I'm told looks forward in the far future years to being on the ice in a league for seniors over 75. Today we celebrate the extraordinary achievement and global contribution of an individual whose community engagement, infectious enthusiasm, business acumen, and strength of character make him an outstanding citizen. He is also a great son, husband, and parent, a loyal and good friend, and an inspiring example of leadership for our students, faculty, and alumni. And so today, together with his remarkable family, his wife Hélène, his sons Paul, Charles-Édouard, Alexandre, and daughter-in-law Mary, it is with great pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon this eminent son of McGill, Monsieur Paul Demaree Jr., the university's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to invite Dr. Aldo Ben-Sadoun to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Ben-Sadoun.
Sounds strange to be called doctor. Well, distinguished guests, fellow McGill graduates, mesdames et messieurs. Thank you, Principal Monroe Bloom, for saying so many nice words about me. Thank you very much. I would like to congratulate also Mr. Paul Demaree Jr., a great Canadian business leader, who is also receiving, as you have seen, his honorary degree today. Congratulations, Paul. I'm very honored, grateful, and yet humbled to receive a doctorate degree from McGill, my alma mater, and one of the finest universities in the world. As I look at you within this beautiful setting, I recall my own McGill graduation ceremony in 1964 at the Sir Arthur Currie Memorial Gymnasium. In fact, I have to tell you, it was a lonely day. I could not share my pride and joy with my family, who lived in France, and could not attend the graduation ceremony. Comble d'honneur, ou d'horreur, je devrais dire, même ma petite amie à l'époque n'a même pas assisté, jugeant que cette cérémonie n'était pas importante. Enfin, que faire? Today, in the audience, I see my wife, my children, my grandchildren, numerous family members and friends to share my second graduation. As you can see, life is often like a winding road. Days come and go, and every day is a new day. In 1964, my graduation was lonely, it felt lacking in meaning. Today, I am filled with sentiment, happy, hopeful, and very proud. On this occasion, I would like to share with you my experience and the unexpected meandering journey that brought me today. I attended Lycée Henri IV in Paris and received my bachelor's degree in mathematics. I had no idea of what I wanted to do in life. Since my brother-in-law, Émile, was finishing a prestigious electrical engineering school in France, and my brother André, who's here today, was completing his PhD at Cornell, I follow what I believe would please my parents and friend, and I applied to Cornell. Well, 3 months later, accepted at Cornell, I found myself unmotivated, hardly speaking English, within a group of students who, unlike me, were incredibly motivated. I felt completely out of place. I lacked purpose and passion. Well, the Cornell experience lasted a few terms when I finally decided to leave. My family and I were devastated. I had hit a wall. The road was not longer before me, so to speak. I had lost sight of my purpose. It was by far one of the most somber periods in my life. What to do? C'était le néant complet. On se sent seul. On se sent plus bas que plus bas. My father had the discipline to put a stop to my monthly student allowance and told me that once I decided to return to university, the allowance stream would resume. It must have been very hard for my father to take such an action, and I will forever be grateful to him for making this very difficult decision. I was left to myself. Thankfully, my brother André and his wife Paula, who lived in Ithaca and gave me much needed moral support. The burning question at the time was, so now, what do I do? Well, the internet and Wikipedia did not exist, but the encyclopedia was king. For the next 12 months, I find myself selling Collier's Encyclopedia door to door in the Buffalo region. Let me tell you, for those of you who have not done it, selling encyclopedia door-to-door is a very hard job. I didn't realize it at the time, but my encyclopedia phase taught me 3 very important lessons. My first lesson, I learned English much better than when I was in the French lycée. I even learned how people swear when they do not want to be bothered at home by an encyclopedia salesman. My second lesson, I grew to understand the consumer behavior and how to structure a visual and a sales presentation. I assure you that much of the sales approach and motivation technique that we use today at Aldo are based on the lesson learned during my encyclopedia phase. The third lesson that I learned at Collier's Encyclopedia, a salary was based only on commission. A few weeks without a sale, let me tell you, was very, very hard on your pocketbook and on the morale. With no safety net, you have no choice but to persevere, keep up morale, and find the energy and enthusiasm to move on. Well, after 12 months at Collier's Encyclopedia, I treated myself to what turned out to be a very fortunate visit to Montreal. I discovered McGill University, applied, and was accepted with a bursary and a loan to their commerce program. I rediscovered life. I was happy. I was proud, purposeful. I had climbed over my first major life obstacle. Thankfully, my allowance was reestablished. People around me spoke French and English that by now I could understand perfectly. J'étais vraiment content. J'étais dans mon milieu. Je dois vous dire que je n'aimais pas tellement la comptabilité, mais j'adorais les cours d'économie et tout ce qui touchait le comportement de l'individu. Les leçons apprises chez Collière Encyclopédia me donnaient la confiance de suivre et de participer pleinement aux cours que je désirais suivre. Finalement, je faisais quelque chose qui me plaisait et que j'avais choisi. With this frame of mind, I soaked up and enjoyed every single moment of my three-year period at McGill. I was very, very fortunate to meet and make friends with people from all around the world who were very different than I was and who introduced me to new thoughts, new concepts, new ideology, new ways of looking at established norms. We debated among ourselves for days on. And it was, as Charles Aznavour, I don't know, maybe some of you might know, when he sang, C'était le temps de la bohème. In fact, we were building a dream society, challenging ourselves on a daily basis. After graduation, I couldn't wait to put in practice our thoughts. Instead of going back to known road and known path in France, I decided to stay in Canada, where I felt I could participate in influencing change with the people that surrounded me and ultimately a society. My dream was to start a different kind of company. Yes, one that would be committed to making a profit, but also a company that would strike a balance between profit and social conscience. The lesson learned during my encyclopedia phase and my time with my friend and professor at McGill were becoming clearer and paving a path. I couldn't stand on the sideline. To be real, to be genuine, I had to act and to put into practice the thought that my friend and I had spent so many days discussing and evolving. The choice became clearer. I had to create my own company, my own environment. A company built not on fear, but on love, on discipline, on respect, on integrity, and on hard work. To motivate people, I needed to give them all the opportunity to reach their own individual full potential. The success of the company was not going to be measured just by share profit to the shareholder, but by everybody involved, as well as society at large. We all had to cross the finish line together at the same time. When I look today at all the difficulty, the barrier, the disappointment, the curve, and the change of direction, the winding road that is my life journey, I understand now that in fact, all those failure and impediment were opportunity to excel and ultimately to enjoy life. I like to compare life to a tunnel. At the beginning, you look through the tunnel, and like Pooh Bear from Disney, you dream of your own beautiful pot of honey. As you progress, you encounter walls and obstacles. As you conquer those obstacles, you finally reach at the end of the tunnel your pot of honey. As you look back through the tunnel, you realize that all the obstacles, all the disappointment, the ups and downs were in fact opportunity to succeed and reach your full potential. Today, we are living very exciting time. Attitudes are shifting, norms are being challenged, communication has never been as powerful, and as the Chinese say, the wind is blowing in our back. There are great opportunities. Everything is changing. It's up to you to grab them. To you, graduating class, I encourage you to do only what you like. If you lose sight of what you like, try to find it back. Look to learn something from each experience, good or bad. Strive to create for something that does not already exist. Care passionately for what you create. Do not be shy. Love what you're doing. Elevate the meaning of your action beyond its function. Prenez vos opportunités, créez un monde nouveau, un monde où chaque individu a une chance de s'exprimer, de réussir. Close the gap that exists, un monde de justice et de compassion pour les plus faibles, un monde d'espoir, un monde de fierté. I encourage you to do what you love. Never settle for half measures. Live your life to the fullest. I encourage you to create your own vision, to care not only for your welfare, but to care also for the people around you. Let me tell you, you will not err by tilting your scale towards social consciousness. I encourage you to promote global citizenship and to ensure that the world is gentler and a better place for all of us, no matter our skin, color, or religion. To conclude, I congratulate you, and I wish you the most enjoyable life you can imagine. Do not be afraid to dream, any kind of dream, any big dream. No dream is too big. I wish for each of you to enjoy your journey. And I promise there is a pot of honey at the end of the tunnel. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, Dr. Bensadoun. Could there be a more appropriate talk to this audience? I cannot think of anything more appropriate. It's now my great pleasure to invite Dr. Paul Desmarais, Jr. to also deliver a convocation address.
Thank you very much. Graduation events are milestones, celebrations where we have a chance to both pat ourselves on the back for a job well done and look forward with optimism and enthusiasm. But I'd like to begin by signaling out a number of people. Premièrement, j'aimerais adresser mes félicitations également les plus sincères à Aldo Bensadoun, qui est un remarquable Canadien de première génération qui a créé son entreprise, on peut à peine l'imaginer, dans 40 ans à peine. C'est quelque chose de formidable. Félicitations. En tant que membre du Comité consultatif international de l'École de gestion de McGill, j'ai eu le privilège de travailler avec plusieurs des hommes et des femmes qui sont assis derrière moi. Permettez-moi tout d'abord de féliciter les membres du corps enseignant pour leur engagement vers l'excellence et pour leur talent à inculquer leurs connaissances et leur sagesse à la prochaine génération de chefs d'entreprise et de dirigeants communautaires. Également présents sur l'estrade se trouvent les dirigeants administratifs de McGill, un établissement universitaire de premier plan non seulement au Québec, au Canada, mais en Amérique du Nord et dans le monde. Ils ont toujours plusieurs défis à surmonter. Mais l'année qui vient de s'écouler a été particulièrement éprouvante. Durant une période difficile et controversée, vous avez gardé le cap, vous vous êtes concentré sur ce qui démarque McGill et vous avez assuré l'assise du succès continu de cette merveilleuse université. On vous en remercie. Pour cela, nous vous devons une grande dette de reconnaissance. Of course, we're in the back out there. Are the unsung heroes of today's events, the parents and families of graduates. My wife, Helen, and I, like many of you, I'm sure, have spent many sleepless nights worrying about our children. Well, today, you can relax. Your son and daughters have made it through, and thanks in large measure, I'm sure, to your love, support, and guiding hands, are now ready for their next phase in their journey. As our graduates set out, we want to assure them that we are impressed by their talent and confident that we have equipped them with one of the finest educations available to them as a preparation for their leadership in the business world and beyond. These are, however, challenging times for all leaders. And I want to take a few moments today to offer our graduates some thoughts, not so much on individual maps you will need to make your way, but more on some of the compass points that I hope may guide you in your personal and professional success. Let me begin by making a very simple observation about life and about business. Trust matters a lot. You may be the smartest, the hardest working, the best briefed, the most strategically brilliant man or woman around the room, but if the people at the boardroom table, or the kitchen table for that matter, don't trust you, then success in your career and your life will be limited. There's no easy recipe for building trust, but I will tell you two essential ingredients. I'm fond of telling people that our house in the Eastern Townships, we have two beautiful modern sculptures, one representing the Ten Commandments and the other of two parents with their children. They have the pride of place in our home because they represent two values that my mother and father instilled in me, and that I have been reinforced by my experience as a husband and a father, and as a leader in the business world. These core values have served cornerstones for the success that I've had in my personal and professional life. The artist happened to name these sculptures responsibility and respect. That is one of the reasons, of course, that I fell in love with them. Responsibility starts with responsibility to ourselves. As newly minted graduates of this university, you have already demonstrated considerable responsibility in life. In fact, you've decided to defer gratification, as they say, to pursue your studies. The fact that you have completed a rigorous professional program, the fact, frankly, that you've chosen to spend a summer day here in Montreal to celebrate your accomplishments with colleagues, friends, and family, are clear demonstration of your own highly developed sense of responsibility. Future employers as well as your friends and family will look at your McLeod diploma and see in it a real sense of your personal responsibility. But responsibility continues with responsibility most important to our families. It may sound like an obvious truth, perhaps even a cliche to some of you, but my family, my parents, my wife, my children, is the deepest, truest source of meaning, of motivation, and of magic in my life. There's no greater contribution that you can make to society, I feel. No greater support you can build for your own success. No deeper responsibility you can assume than to create, sustain, and enjoy a family. Through good times and not so good times, these are the people you can count on for encouragement and counsel. From personal and family responsibility comes professional responsibility, which, by the way, will flow effortlessly and unintendedly. And as the last step in putting responsibility firmly in place in your life is to ensure that your sense of responsibility extends to the society around you. You may not know it yet, but you will contribute to a healthier community, a more vibrant city, a more just and prosperous nation, a better world. But if you approach life with a sense of personal engagement and openness, the contribution you can make will become very obvious to you. In a phrase, if you create a balance of personal, family, professional, and global responsibility, a sense of global responsibility, your path through life will be rich in all senses of the world. Be aware of creating balance takes time and attention and a lot of energy. Don't deny it. Don't delay addressing the crucial part of your life's work. I urge you to put the same energy that you have put in your studies in these other aspects of your life. L'autre valeur essentielle ou pôle de votre boussole dans la vie devrait être le respect. Encore une fois, en tant que diplômé de cette université, vous avez déjà fait preuve d'un grand respect. Respect pour les études, respect pour les établissements tels que McGill, et respect pour les professions de gestionnaire. Le respect, tout comme la responsabilité, commence par vous-même. Dans le souci que nous avons pour notre santé physique, par exemple, émotionnelle et intellectuelle. Respect qui s'étend ensuite à votre famille, au travail, à vos collègues et au reste du monde qui vous entoure. Aujourd'hui, j'aimerais signaler que vous avez intérêt comme leader à prêter attention à ce que je décrirais comme les racines du respect. Chaque génération a des difficultés à surmonter et à cet égard, la vôtre ne différera pas. Certaines personnes regardent l'avenir proche et voient la débâcle. Quoi qu'il en arrive dans votre vie, sachez que le respect constitue un véritable guide, mais qu'il devrait avoir des racines profondes dans les périodes agitées. Only you can discover how best to cultivate the spiritual dimension of your lives. From my point of view, I approach this aspect of my life from a number of vantage points, whether it is through my yoga, meditation, or the practice of my faith. I also find inspiration and have put down some of my deepest spiritual roots, for instance, in nature, in its beauty, its complexity, its continuous renewal. I find that immersing yourselves in nature often has the added benefit of creating a sense of humility and the useful perspective that comes with recognizing that we're a very small piece in this very big puzzle. Of course, Canada is the perfect place to do it in. However you find spiritual insight or refreshment, you will not regret the investment of time and attention to this matter. The respect that you grow on these spiritual roots has two fundamental aspects. The first is personal integrity, and the second is an ability to recognize that what is good in every situation and in every person. I urge you to go out of your way to recognize others, to respect their dreams and their aspirations. And you'll see in the world that you join, a lot of people will push you to deviate from this. They'll have one target, whether it's earnings or profit, as Mr. Benzadoun pointed out. Just remember this compass point, and your life will be much better for it, I guarantee it. It is too easy in life, maybe essentially in business life, to fall into cynicism about people and pessimism about the world and its ability to address the challenges before us. If responsibility and respect are the truest points on my compass, my experience in life is that cynicism and pessimism almost always steer you wrong as you navigate life. The world, in particular the world of business, needs leaders who are spiritually, socially, and professionally grounded. The world of business needs more leaders who are respected and trusted. Trust is a result of people seeing in you responsibility and respect. And trust allows you to lead people to unimagined heights of accomplishment and success. Believe me that your success in life will be measured more by the people that you touch than the wealth you will accumulate or, in fact, the honors you will receive. But I do want to thank the university for the degree it has bestowed on me and for the opportunity to address all of you new graduates at this Deshotel Management Faculty. I'm very honored to be among you today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Demirel. As I listened to Dr. Ben-Sadoun and to Dr. Demirel, what struck me is that you have two world business leaders, both headquartered here in Montreal, both McGill graduates and now double graduates, in very different businesses, very different backgrounds, as we heard. But what has come through in both of them very, very fiercely is that we must care for our fellow men and women, both in business and in everyday living. Once we lose sight of that, then we really have lost sight of our mission. Thank you to both of you. We will now proceed with the conferral of the academic degrees. I call upon the Associate Provost, Professor Morten Mendelsohn, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Mendelsohn.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I'm pleased to invite the students graduating from the Desautels Faculty of Management to come forward for the conferral of their degrees and a celebration of their achievements. Each student crossing the platform will be greeted center stage by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Vice Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving a first degree will remove their mortarboard or hat and will be capped symbolically on the top of their head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a degree will keep their hat on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly, but the university can't guarantee the actual force that my colleagues will use in executing this maneuver. Nonetheless, we have not injured any students, but I'd like this group to keep in mind that a moving target increases the chance of injury, and I know the students here are all go-getters, and some of you are going to try to do a power walk across the platform. Please take a moment to pause in the middle of the platform so that you can be capped or tapped. Students will receive their actual diploma or parchment as they leave the stage from the dean or the dean's delegate. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the power conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they are absent or present, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Alanush Saroyan to introduce the graduates. Professor Sherry Baum, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas to all graduate students. Then, Professor Peter Todd, Dean of the Desautels Faculty of Management, will distribute diplomas to all other students. Congratulations to you all. Félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Xiaoye Chen. Wenqing Zhang. Jing Zhou. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Pierre Clément. Geneviève Comtois. Fadi Dagher. Sami Fakhouri. Darcy Charles Ferran. Sandra Gazelle. Colette Marie Jouvainville. Norman Lalonde. Sylvie Lamarche. Marie-Josée Larro. André Léger. Pascal Lepine. Nancy McDonald. Corinne Marzen. Marie-Claude Pelletier. Brian Peterson. Pierre Faneuf. Geneviève Rosier. Sébastien Prévost. Christian Primo. Lynn Provo. Nathalie Simard. Sasha Singh. Solange Strom. Luc Turcotte. Francine Verrier. Alexandre Bio. Eric Samudio. Gérard Zanki. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Sana Ahmad. Tariq Al-Barwani. Rafael Alenkach. Alvaro Jose Aragon Ramos. Alexander Borstovsky, Dean's Medal for Great Distinction in the MBA program, and Dean's Medal for Great Distinction in the MBA program. Hernan Cicanoviaki. Juan Manuel Cuello Padron. Abdelkader Dini. Julie Ann Featherstone. Sebastian Carl Garega. Jesper Klein Gregerson. Boon Wei Ho. Julie Holland. Gregory Lilson. Daniel Ross Kramer Stein. Jacob Korsmiers. Juan Sebastián López Aguilar. Xavier Manier. Sushant Prakash Mahajan. Piyush Maheshwari. Saurabh Malhotra. Frankie Ortusco. Banu Pratap Panwar. Nicolangelo Piccirelli. Maria Leonid Ponomareva. Jean-Philippe Provencher. Roger Ruchemeza. Philippe Salib. Wissam Salah Shar. Nisha Shankar. Raman Sodhi. Anurag Tukar. Kent Turner. Melanie Walsh. Junmei Yu. Mario Fernando Zaiman. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Vincent Gouget. Akiyoshi Okita. Hua Ig Ra. Norihiko Sawai. For the degree of Master of Management, Ricardo Ampudia Serrano. Sung Hee Han. Jose Miguel Luzuriaga. Hani Murad. For the degree of Master of Management, Emad Zilucian Muhaddam. For the post Master of Business Administration graduate certificate, Elizabeth Lei Riao. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting, Hani Nabi Abdulbaki, with distinction. Muhammad Salem Abdus. Meryl R. King. Zarin Ali. Scott Alves, Dean's Honor List. Sophie Audon. Michel Olivier Saussier. Samantha Baser, Distinction. Travis Barnett Batzer. Zachary Nathan Bell. Camille Bibo. Kelsey Leanne Vince. Liliana Boncheva. Jalel Baurui. Genevieve Brunet. Randy Coral Boots, Distinction. Samantha Butler. Melissa Cadron, Dean's Honor List. Andrew Cecucci, Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Natasha Chan Tim Hing, Distinction. Chang Chang. Melina Chu. Minkyo Choi, Distinction. Alexander Christie. Anthony Colonna, Distinction. Anda Copilescu. Rafaela Delia, Distinction. Michael Dornelas. Avior Albert Dalal. Courtney Rose Elizabeth Davenport, Dean's Honor List. Jordan James Dawson, Commerce 1925 Award and Dean's Honor List. Daphne Dion. Brittany Dawn Farias. Sarah Janet Graham. Pierre Gabriel Gregoire Distinction. Ingo. Jennifer Hattie Distinction. Sarah Halickman. Teresa Bick Van Hong. Samuel Holden, McGill Accounting Society Prize and Dean's Honor List. Ian Q. Huang. Iveta Yancheva. Sophie Kadas, Distinction. Anthony Karajanis, Distinction. Brian Geoffrey Keast. Marina Gazanova. Jian Shuang Hu, Distinction. Bao Nguyen Lam. Jessica Lam. Samuel Dimitri Latham. Amanda Lee. Fiona Leclerc. Carla May Mamangan. Jason Mao, Dean's Honor List. Kevin Lawrence Martineau, Peter S. Wise Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Laura Martinez. Ujala Mir Masood, Distinction. Melissa DeMaster, Distinction. Nisha Noor Catherine Ann Matchett. Allison Jean McCarthy, Distinction. Justin Scott Mitchell. Yasmin Muineddin. Dania Leticia Murray. Sarah Perrier Labrec. Natasha Petriello. William Pan, Distinction. Wilson Pan, Distinction. Joshua Zachary Purrett. Edouard Ringuet, Herbert Sibelin Award and Dean's Honor List. Marie-Danielle Roy, Distinction. Ina Royce, Commerce 1925 Award and Dean's Honor List. Alicia Angela Squazzilio, Commerce 1925 Award and Dean's Honor List. Jane Shaney, Distinction. Angelica Schneid, Dean's Honor List. Allison Beatrice Sullivan. Marilyn Betty Ukpaki. Ukpabi. Julie Margaret Thériault. Anne-Marie Volpato, Distinction. Yifan Wang. Lorne Michael Wexler. Jennifer Williams. Clara Wong, Distinction. Matthew David Wong. Lu Yu, Distinction. Debbie Zaytuni. Ruiyi Zhang. Daniel Paul Zimskind. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics, Ishita Abbott, Distinction. Aram Sebastian Aharonian. Rishpa Joshi, Distinction. Bana Naim. Rabail Nazir. Tamara Stork. Wilfred Joseph Valenta. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics and Accounting, Maheen Muazzam, Honors in Economics and Accounting and Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics and Finance, Alexander Fife, Honors in Economics and Finance. Alexander James Matthews, Honors in Economics and Finance. Carmen Hoi-Yan Ng, Honors in Economics and Finance. Ankita Rao, Honors in Economics and Finance and Distinction. Siva Shanmugam Tangavelu, Honors in Economics and Finance. Casey Nicole West, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance, and Sir Edward Beatty Medal. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Finance, Jeremy Abitbol. Gabby Elias Abumeri, Distinction. Giles Ait Wazu, Dean's Honor List. Susanna Maria Allen. Anastasia Bezrukova. Genevieve Blanchard. Clayton Stewart Brown, Dean's Honor List. Shui Yan Ka. Johann Arthur Capolungo. Sébastien Carpentier, Distinction. David Chitayat. Hyun Wong Cho, Dean's Honor List. Sophia Christoshoidou. Suzanne Cordeau Andrews, Distinction. Lisa Michelle Zeke. Amaya Marlin De Castro. Elise Denome. Xiao Peng Du, Dean's Honor List. Cyrus Etemadi. Danielle Fagan, Dean's Honor List. Alizane Firasta. Aaron Gerson Feldman. Adrienne Carolina Fernandez Fernandez. David Fortin, Distinction. Joshua Friedman. Ryan Michael Galea, Dean's Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Andrew George Galai. Jonathan Johong Jiang. Claudia Girard. Katerina Gritsch School, Distinction. Carl Johann Hanto. Jonathan Harris. Christopher James Hartman. Guanyi Ho. Lawrence Anthony Hora, Distinction. Michaelis Iriotakis. Danish Jawaid. Zixin Shu, Dean's Honor List. Yasmin Kabbaj, Distinction. Saeed Elias Kawar. Tommy Labe, Distinction. Jonathan Ka Chun Lam. Harris Latif. Andre Lazar. Elizabeth Young. Hon Pan Oliver Leung, Distinction. Li Li. Ronnie Yu Li, Distinction. Joshua Ruben Lightman. Xuan Liu. Jamie Dawn Londrigan, Distinction. Meredith Alexandra Middleton, Distinction. Cyrus William Muradian. Marco Angelo Mora, Distinction. Guillaume Christian Ortiz. Thierry Plourde. Corey Matthew Ravenda. Denise Carolina Romero Francia. Ahmed Amin Said. Abdurrahman Hassan Sarollah, Dean's Honor List. Jean-Michel Savard La Montagne. Sarah Elise Saveriano, Distinction. Maria Elena Segura. Hannah Sasha. J. Shopsovich, Distinction. Katerina Stetsenko. Kai Pin Tu. Mark Joseph Tomchuk. Marc-Olivier Tremblay, distinction. Christian Stéphane Tourlica. Eden Zubari. Liana Erika Vimo. Lefei Xu. Saad Zaman. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in General Management, Joseph Abdul Ezer. Luis Javier Aguinaga. Jonathan Allard. Noor Mazen Khalifa Al Nuaimi, Dean's Honor List. Noor Farouk Ali. Harley Evan Applebaum. Eric Bashatli. Chelsea Beloff. Rosemary Bertrand. Stephanie Alexandra Bianchini. Isabelle Bilodeau. Rebecca Ellen Denise Black. Bouet? Is it Bouet? Sophie Marie Bouet. Stephanie Jacqueline Brownstein. Barbara Catherine Castellon Mireles. Alyssa Sandra Serbu. Louis-Philippe Châtel, distinction. Alexander Michael Chupik. Elizabeth Rose Clough Downer, distinction. Leo Cole. Claudie Cooper. Melissa da Silva Silver. Anika Di Lauri. Talin Jurian. Nicolina Ognianova Drumeva. Christopher Adam Dirda. Eric Flazer Olofsson. Alisa Michelle Fagan. Fajon. Stephen Bernard John Fajon. Lucas Bernard Feldman. Corinne Ferland Brissette. Julian York Angelo Galliano Celestino. Claire Pauline Garneau, distinction. Ozzy Galevich, distinction. Anne-Claude Gendron. Simon Glogan. Maritza Gordines. Alisa Gorman. Benjamin Henry Gruber. Elizabeth Grunauer Wood, Dean's Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Marine Zoé Amandine Gibert. Taylor Reese Hansen. Alexa Susan Harder, distinction. Félix Heon. Carolyn Helen Hill. Geoffrey Hilton. Lindsay Ray Hollis. Geoffrey Michael Horowitz. Tara Joanna Hunt, Dean's Honor List. Anjana Jane. Sumira Jayabalan. Hussein Hassan Jaisani. Michael Tyler Joyal. Asima Kabir. Brianna Lee Kisun. Angeliki Konyaris, Dean's Honor List. Charles Laforge. Patricia Marie Lomas, distinction. Cameron John Kotula. Cassandra Marchand. Renée Anne Massé, distinction. Luc Michaeli. Jacqueline Amy Michaels. Tetiana Mikhailyuk, distinction. Auguste Miller. Sarah Amelia Morris. Amanda Mostarimi. Stephanie Namer. Giuseppe Napolitano. François Nollet-Lévesque. Daniel Novak, distinction. Asia Dene Onofrichuk. Jared Evan Paperman. Sigrid Plain. Victoria Sibalak Levasor. Saharish Adri. Vera Chilin. Rachel Reynauer. Lee Marie Ritucci. Marta Racomora Gonzalez. Alexandra Beth Sanders, Dean's Honor List. Lori Sarkisian. Kim Savoy. Ryan Schechter. Marie-Louise Vangas Schmidt, Stephen Goldman Memorial Prize. Tara Dawn Seal. Josephine Siracusa. Emily Steinberg. Fraser Swidler. Jing Yi Tao. Benjamin Gardner Thompson. Annabelle Rachel Torrey. Zachary Tristan Tannant. Eric Trivisonno. Andrew Salvatore Valela. Sara Villani. Rebecca Michelle Woven. Michael Zeffetelli. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Information Systems, Audrey Aflolo. Julia Miriam Halton. Samuel Wicasono Hartono. Dilia Haidarova. Jin Su Kim. Song Su Kim. Dan Nicola Nyaksu Kilat, Distinction and Hugh Housen Memorial Prize. Dean Baolong Fan. Andrew James Shakespeare, Dean's Honor List. Matthew Elon Weinstock. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in International Management, Shira Bhatia Abramovich, Dean's Honor List. Sophie Agnes Adam. Christos Alexis. Camille André. Marianne Odige. Flanny Barr. Elizabeth Carol Bartolomucci. Brittany Ann Behar. Marley Dolores Brillinger. Keith Jung Kwang Chan, Dean's Honor List. Omar Chatur, Distinction. Clémence Chauveau. Céline Michelle Chesnais. Geneviève Daigneau, Distinction. Alexander Damiano. Lisa DeMister. Aida Maria Dominguez Imbert Cari. Yang Tu. Amelia Edith Edwards. Christopher Espinoza. Aaron Ferraris, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Valerie Duby Fiorto, Deep Distinction. Christian Joseph Formica. Alana Lee Gerlich. Joseph Warren Grant, Distinction. David William Irwin, Distinction. Ralph Ginbart. Simon Johnson Werner. Tanita Kuzev, Misawa Holmes Prize in International Business and Dean's Honor List. Jason Anthony Mancini. Talia Mandowski. Soline Marchand. Samantha Ann McManus. Erica Atwood Moore. Michaela Mutoni Muniyuzangabo. Alexandra Lelia Patras. Kavya Tres Paul. Cyril Petit, Dean's Honor List. Francesco Mario Petrozza. Rachel Polsky. Hillary Aaron Pressman. Robert J. Putnam. Alexis Natasha Lara Radojic. Distinction. Alyssa May Cordero Reynoso, Dean's Honor List. Lori Schreinen. Edward Harris Shapiro. Amanda Alexa Smith Stasinopoulos. Ryan Taylor, Distinction. Denise Turcani. Jessica Yu, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Investment Management, Marc-Antoine Allen, First Class Honors in Investment Management, L.J. Forgian Company Award, and Dean's Honor List. Nicolas Belmar, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors in Investment Management, and Dean's Honor List. Roberta Yael Klein, First Class Honors in Investment Management. Philippe Levy, First Class Honors in Investment Management, LJ Forger and Company Award and Dean's Honor List. Graham Court Littman, First Class Honors in Investment Management and Dean's Honor List. Ryan Christopher Mead, First Class Honors in Investment Management. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Labor Management Relations, Emilie Donjou. Jordana Eichenthal. Claudel Menard, Larry Millen Memorial Prize. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Labor Management Relations and Human Resources, Haley Alexandra Minook. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Marketing, Annabel Armenteros. Alex Wushen. Abigail Sarah Berkeley. Sarah Bitten. Ashley Bolger. Michael Ryan Boychuk. Josepha Mikaelin Brown. Connor Burke Gaffney. Nimra Hafiz Butt. Tamara Helen Colgan. Sarah Isabella Kochu. Maud Dow. Catherine Sandra Dubois. Melissa Nina Faruggia. Alyssa Favreau. Daniel David Fingerote. Jessica Firestone, Dr. M. Richard Gelfand Prize in Marketing and Dean's Honor List. Zanka Ivanova Gancheva. Constance Gauthier Leith. Manar Ramyan. Sheil Umed Goyle. Liu Chen Hong. Robin Hutman. Natalie Kevork. Alexander Frank Kramener, Distinction. Dahlia Lam. Shruti Maheshwari. Tiffany Malinarich Buchanan. Kathleen Ann Masaki, Distinction. Laura Sandra Mazzocco. Thiago Gomez Mestriner. Laura Miller, Distinction. Allison Murphy. Danielle Nashen. Trang Tu Nguyen. Ayona Nuri. Gizem Ozdemir. Yumna Malik Panjwani. Alexandra Marie-Elise Filippona. Charlotte Victoria Phillips. Anushka Maria Pinto. Sarah Elizabeth Hollisland. Jahangir Abdullah Rashid, Distinction. Jonathan Rinaldi. Sarah Julie Ringett. Anne Elizabeth Ruggerello, Distinction. Kendra Jane Schisler. Victoria Shinkaruk. Tracy Louise Ton. Hilary Hoi Kai Tong. Shannon Marie Virgilio. Jennifer Lucia Whaler. Adam Weria. Zachary Stedman Witter. Cynthia Eunice. Jing Chung Yu. Lauren Zittner Massey. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Mathematics for Management, Maha Abdelawi Mann, Dean's Honor List. Jad Sassine, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Psychology, Melissa Bouchard, Dean's Honor List. Kristen Ann Boyle, Dean's Honor List. Ishita Chala. Carrie Choi Ying Chong, Dean's Honor List. Genevieve Maisonneuve. Jan Roos. Katerina Roussianos.
I want to express my very personal thanks to Professor Saroyan, who read out the names. Incredible. It's now my pleasure to invite Mr. Marc-Antoine Allen to deliver a few words as this year's valedictorian.
Thank you. Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, fellow graduates and guests, it is a great honor for me to stand here today. It is with great humility that I accept the privilege of representing such a special group of graduates. Thank you all for making the last 3 years so memorable. On behalf of the entire graduating class, I would like to thank all those involved directly or indirectly with McGill University and the Desautels Faculty of Management. Your tireless and passionate work provided us with a world-class education we can all be proud of. A special mention to our parents. Although university aspires to educate us over the course of our stay, the true champions of education remains our parents, from whom we will learn all our lives. And the good news, their tuition fee will never rise. uh, C'est dans les petites attentions qu'ils nous accordent qu'on réalise combien certaines personnes sont importantes dans nos vies. Je tiens à remercier ma mère, Jacinthe Morissette, pour son dévouement exemplaire, son support sans fin et sa délicieuse sauce à spaghetti. Je me dois aussi de souligner le support de mon père, Bernard Allen, qui, après lui avoir demandé pour la 7e fois de me déménager cette semaine, commence à se demander si j'ai des amis. Merci à vous deux. As we move into the real world, so to speak, dear fellow graduates and friends, I would like to propose you a challenge, a simple yet potentially life-changing challenge, the challenge to live your life unreasonably. It is only this year, as I traveled to Israel with a group of McGill students, that I realized the importance of having unreasonable dreams. As I was enjoying the magic feeling of floating in the water of the Dead Sea, I was wondering why this grand project came true, whereas I've been postponing forever my visit to Gatineau. The simple reason for that is that ambitious, unreasonable goals provide you with much greater motivation. Be sure that for every project you undertake, you will face numerous obstacles. It's life's way of testing your determination. If your goal is ordinary and reasonable, it will likely provide just enough motivation to overcome the first and maybe the second hurdle, but the third one will almost certainly knock you out. On the other end, a dream that is larger than life will give you the strength to move mountains. Now more than ever, my friends, the world is in dire need of unreasonable leaders to imagine a better tomorrow. In the words of George Bernard Shaw, the reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one adapts the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends upon the unreasonable man. Will you be that unreasonable man?
Merci, Marc-Antoine. Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. With the graduating class, please rise. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Please rise. I now invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Tout que nous venions et que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you. Thank you, Secretary General. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Roar! No, wait, did I do it? Jamie, Courtney did the Magnum Post at the end of 2000.